Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkindale, Minister of the Church of Scotland parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Last Sunday, around the churches, we were thinking about it being the last Sunday before Advent, the last Sunday in the church's year. And we were thinking about a strange little story from the book of Numbers. The people were complaining. God was angry with them and sent snakes, serpents, to bite them, and we're told that some of them died. And when the people complained to their leader Moses and asked him to sort this one out, Moses spoke to God, and God told Moses to fashion a snake from bronze and to hold it high upon a stick, his staff. And when the people looked upwards and gazed upon this bronze snake, they would be healed. We hear of that bronze snake on another two occasions in Scripture. The last one, the final one, is in John's Gospel. When Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, there's a reference to Jesus, the Son of Man, being lifted high as the bronze snake was lifted high in the desert. And on the last Sunday of the church's year, on Christ the King Sunday, we look not just towards Advent and Christmas and the coming of the King of Kings. We remember the one who came and lived and died, lifted high on a cross, who rose again and was ascended, lifted high to the heavens, to the right hand of God. Imagery, metaphor that reminds us that Jesus is with us always. The other reference to the bronze snake comes in 2 Kings, during the time of the reign of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah was one of the good kings, and one of the things that he did was to eliminate some of the pagan practices of the people. And we're told that among those things, he took the bronze snake, which had been with Moses in the wilderness, and broke it into many pieces because the people were worshipping it. They were burning incense, venerating this bronze snake. And the Bible refers to it as Nehushtan. It's a Hebrew word that isn't used anywhere else in Scripture, nor in any other work, and no one knows exactly what it means. But the context would suggest that Nehushtan were the things that had become irrelevant, the things that had outlived their usefulness, the things that had gone beyond their original purpose. And as we journey once again into Advent, as we celebrate the coming of the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, as we think of all that's going on in our world today, I think the church has to let go some bits of Nehushtan, things that just aren't helpful in encouraging people to encounter the living God. We are very much in wilderness times in the church, in our national, political, global life. Are there things that we need to let go as we move forward? One of my favourite passages in Scripture comes towards the beginning of that journey that Moses would lead the people out of Egypt to a land of promise. And when they came up against the first obstacle, the Red Sea, and people began to say, oh, let's go back. Let's go back to Egypt. Maybe old Pharaoh wasn't so bad after all. And Moses spoke to God, and God said to Moses, and Moses said to the people, keep moving forward. We move forward as we journey towards Advent once again this year. at the Church of Scotland website, churchofscotland.org.uk, you can find a link to the annual Advent calendar. No chocolates behind the windows, but for each day, a prayer, a video, a story, some bit of inspiration from around the Church of Scotland. Something for each day in Advent. Advent is a time of preparation, and many preparations are being made for our Advent and Christmas celebrations around the churches in Strontien, Morvern and Ardgour. This coming Sunday, the 2nd of December, is Advent Sunday. We will celebrate Holy Communion at Strontien, Ardgour and Morvern, worship at the usual times. We're also looking towards our Christmas breakfasts, or brunch as it will be at Loch Allen, Saturday the 8th, 9:30 at Ardgour Inn, the 15th, Loch Allen Village Hall at 10:30 for brunch, and on the 22nd, 9:00 at the Ariundel Centre in Strontien. Sunday the 9th of December, there'll be a Christmas journey in Ardgour, organised by the Abernethy Outdoor Centre, beginning at Ardgour Church, 2:30, and a journey, a walk along the avenue towards the village hall, and who knows who we might meet along the way on that Christmas journey, ending up at the village hall around about 4:00. On that same day, Sunday the 9th of December at 7:00, there's the Peninsula Carols at Strontien Village Hall. Always a good opportunity for all the Peninsula communities to come together and to celebrate as we journey through Advent. It's free for everyone to come along. There will be an opportunity to make an offering, and our gifts this year will be going to Dalmore House towards the purchase of some music equipment for the residents and those there for daycare. On Thursday the 13th of December, there'll be carols by candlelight at Kingairloch Church, as there will be at Treeslig on the 20th, 7:00 at Treeslig, 4:30 on the 13th at Kingairloch. Sunday the 16th of December, getting closer to Christmas, 16th of December, there'll be Cafe Church at Ardgour Memorial Hall, 9:30 for 10:00, 9:30 for bacon rolls, tea, coffee, time to gather together, and our Christmas-themed worship will be for all the family, fun, engaging activities, and yet taking us to the heart of the mystery of waiting for the Christ to break into our worldly experience, to break into our lives with hope and peace and purpose. There'll be Christmas Eve services, but more of that nearer the time. Have the Christmas cards started arriving? When you get the cards coming in the post, do remember to cut off or tear off neatly around the stamps. The stamps can be used by our World Mission Council to support projects overseas. Do collect your stamps. They can be left at any of the churches during Advent. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of all that's on and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk. You'll find us on Facebook and Twitter at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Check out aksm.org.uk/podcast for details. Thank you very much for listening, and may God bless you richly.